Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Aserak, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, this week, we are sponsored by Fetid Fly Pond Works. Is the piranha-infested moat outside your castle looking mucky? Or maybe you have a neglected underwater lake that your pet octopus lives in? Maintaining animal life underwater can be tricky. If one alchemical humor gets out of alignment, you can have die-offs. Prevent tragedy by hiring the professionals. The Fetid Fly team of experts provide free consultations for any body of water, big or small. They actually provide regular servicing to the Xanathar, a former guest of the show. Find the Fetid Fly near the Tower of Xenopus in Saltmarsh. We have a very interesting monstrosity for the show today. With a lion's body, a dragon's wings, a human face, and a tail with razor-sharp venomous barbs. Please welcome to the show, Gizzard the Manticore.
Howdy, y'all.
Now, you're not as well known. Why don't you describe your career to the people at home?
That's right. I tend to fly under the radar. A little notoriety would be nice, so I'm glad to be on the show. So I've got my Maze of Despair. I provide general counsel to a band of orcs, and I provide acupuncture to other villains using my tail spikes.
Oh, that last one sounds like a nice service. It can be hard for villains to receive good medical care, but I thought your spikes were venomous?
I provide the anti-venom up front, unless you're on my shit list.
Oh, watch out, everybody.
One time, a paladin of Helm approached me to try and get her back fixed. I'm not sure why they trusted me to do that. Helm has got to be one of the worst deities out there. So I laid her out on the table and shot my spine straight into her lungs.
A solid kill.
Yeah, my knowledge of anatomy helps with the acupuncture. But it also shows me where to strike. What the most deadly places are.
That's interesting. You know, sometimes there's a little disrespect for the non-magic users out there. People say it isn't exactly complicated to swing a sledgehammer into people's heads, but the type of precision you're talking about can be delicate and very intricate work.
Why, thank you. I never had the ad for spells myself, but I'm not simple neither. I appreciate the recognition.
Tell us all about your Maze of Despair.
Nothing too complicated. In my traveling, I found a magic lamp with two wishes left in it. So, I hired a bunch of lawyers to help me construct a wish properly. 'Twas a contract with a few hundred pages, all told. But anyway, the upshot is that I wished for a maze. The contract was so airtight, the genie just gave it to me. Couldn't find any loopholes. And just so everybody knows, at the center of my maze is the magic lamp. So, if you want to make a wish, come on down to Gizzard's Maze of Despair. Right by the roadside if you're traveling from Waterdeep to Neverwinter.
That's right, adventurers. A horrible fate, a magic lamp, with no downsides at all, awaits you in Gizzard's Maze of Despair.
Yep. Even though I'm not as well known, the maze is. And it's my pride and joy. I contract with a group of minotaurs, the Hoofhearts, and they prowl the maze for me. And I got the standard assortment, pit traps, spinning blades, that sort of stuff. And sometimes the orc band I work with will come in, too, if a specially juicy group is coming in.
What's the biggest challenge your maze has faced?
We had the entire village come in at once. Couple hundred folks. The village figured a bunch of them would die, but they figured the wish would bring them all back to life. And make themselves fabulously wealthy to boot. The maze crushed most of them under a rolling boulder. Took a few weeks to get all the gore out of the slides.
I'm sure the smell was delightful.
It was rank. But cleanliness is next to godliness in a maze. Otherwise, the blood gives clues about where not to go.
I see that. I wish I could leave dead bodies out as a warning. Nothing quite like a corpse to intimidate would-be heroes. But my traps get all jammed up if I leave the bodies in there. Plus, I get to use the corpses to make zombies.
Ooh, that might be a good use. I tried to feed the bodies to the hoofhearts, but after a while, they refused to eat them. Got all maggoty. But next time a village raids the maze, I'll just have folks send the corpses over to you.
Why, thank you. I would appreciate that.
Oh, no trouble there, partner. And lastly, I mentioned the band of orcs. They go by the Wandering Catastrophe. They have good leadership, but they haven't been in the game too long, and so I just advise them, go after these farms, those folk. I'm suggesting they develop their blacksmithing so they don't need to rely too much on the raids for their weapons. After all, if you ain't got no weapons for a raid, you can't do nothing as an orc tribe. They're a good crew.
How altruistic. I appreciate that you're able to offer mentorship to the newer generation of villains.
Well, I get my fair cut. And it ain't backbreaking work, exactly. I've just got a few more decades of experience than them, that's all.
Speaking of decades, what's the natural lifespan of a manticore? Are you planning on pursuing immortality?
Well, I'm getting up there in years. And the Reaper's gonna come calling here soon. And I would say that the vast majority of villains out there are looking for a way to avoid it. But personally, I'm looking forward to dying.
Really? Aren't you afraid of the nine hells?
Well, I'm definitely going there. I've done an awful lot of bad shit. But if you play your cards right in hell, you can climb the hierarchy. Same as anything else. So, it won't be the end. It'll just be a new chapter for me.
That's a lovely perspective. I know a lot of great villains that have just come back as tiny imps in hell. People are afraid to end up at the imp grind. Becoming an imp, getting eaten by a bigger devil, and coming back as an imp. Over and over again. It seems like there's no escaping that awful status in the Nine Hells.
Well, imps ain't the only devils around about there. Because everybody starts out as an imp. I figure somebody must have climbed their way out. Several somebodies, in fact. There's a whole lot of devils bumping around in the Lake of Fire. So you just gotta be persistent. And you've got all of eternity to be that way. If you're going to be in hell forever, that's a long time. There'll be all sorts of experiences.
I love that perspective. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's been a real pleasure. And adventurers, don't forget, Gizzard's Maze of Despair is the place to be if y'all want a wish granted right off the long road.
I love a good maze. Thank you. Gizzard is what I would call a mastermind. Even though his name is on a well-frequented maze, he's not big on the social calendars that many villains participate in. We just don't see very many manticores at the masquerade balls of secret cabals. And honestly, some people just wouldn't take him seriously because of the accent. But his custody of the fine institution and his fresh perspective on hell make his work stand out to me. Like many villains on the show, he's a diamond in the rough. Villains, let it be known, your perspective is wanted. Come to the Tomb of Annihilation and be interviewed. Until next time, kill them all! I've been a Serac, the undead wizard. If you enjoyed my monster interview show, you could share it with a friend. Or you could subscribe to my wizardly channel,
or you could leave us a review, or you could do all three. Soon, the evil we create together shall span the multiverse.